consistently.
So Marty was the second?
Yes.
Back on.
Yeah.
Okay, coming out of executive session.
We need Gina.
You're welcome back in. We tried out last year, we tried.
Did you turn back on?
We were gonna run.
Not only her.
Committee.
Had a nice conversation with you.
Oh, you're still waiting. All right, sorry. Well, maybe when I put that on the record.
That's fine.
I can make that motion right now.
Are we live?
All right. We are, we are out of executive session, and based on the conversation we had about qualifications of new board members in executive session, I make a motion that we approve Heather Crown, Uday Johnny, and Brian Trout for positions on our board.
Second.
Joe Shell seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to the approval of minutes from last month. I would ask that every board member please check the minutes to make sure that you're correctly marked from last month, whether or not you were here. Lance, in particular, there's one meeting where you were neither present nor absent. And I know you had to be one of those. So if everybody could just make sure that they check the minutes each month to see whether or not they were correctly marked present or absent. Does anybody have?
Okay.
There is a typo on page two.
Under next to Denise Westbrook?
Yes.
It should be will instead of with?
I have a slight correction that it says I arrived at 4:48. I was late, but not quite that late. It says 3:48.
We have no proof of that.
That's right.
Power depend.
3:48. And then I think under the section that begins with Jen Scott, I think the first word or the second sentence should be interviewers. Will those that interviewed the constable, right? People that come, interviewers will come back and bring recommendations for constable instead of interviewers.
Let me tell you, just on the record, the fact that Andrea got that motion right is miraculous because does everyone see how long it is?
Kudos.
It's like a whole paragraph.
Yeah, she did a good job. So I make a motion to approve the minutes from the April meeting with the three typographical corrections we talked about.
I second.
Jen seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Gina, I have a copy of those changes marked if that would be helpful. Director's report, staffing.
All right, the first one is, and there's not an asterisk, but we'd like a motion relative to this. We've discussed in the past staffing options for the school, and therefore we'd like you to know that we are planning to hire a special ed coordinator, full-time paraprofessional educator, two half-time persons to handle exploratories in the middle school,
and an LPN.
And just like
to clarify, these are unfunded positions, correct?
Yes.
So
motion to allow the administration to hire those positions based on the financial analysis that we've done and up to hire up to $250,000 worth of those positions.
And that it's $250,000 in excess of the money we would get from not using consultants.
That's right.
By hiring these people, we would eliminate the need for a couple of consultants. So it's $250,000 more net, correct? After
$250,000 additional to what is being spent today.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Discussion? just have one point that I want to put on the record, that the special ed person has a crisis intervention certificate, and we are hoping that they provide a go-to person for children with anxiety or have stresses or in the school until we could get them to the proper resource.
I would like for the record to show that the mental health of our students is a priority to both the board and the staff.
And the administration.
And the administration, I include them in. And that we will continue making it a priority to solve this problem to the best of our ability, and that moving forward in years where we need to solve this problem, and it is important, and we are committed to keeping our eye on this ball and moving it forward.
Any other comments?
The comment was made about $250,000 being the net that we're talking about, or is it going to be, because there were some things that were being taken out, and we were talking about those replacing this and that.
That's right.
So I just want to get clarification.
So just to be clear, $250,000 incremental to what we are spending today on staffing is what's being motioned to allow the administration to hire to.
So they may be able to hire more than 250 if they take into account the expenses that are going to be eliminated.
So it's an additional 250 based on where we are now.
And the other thing, the numbers are estimates to the best of our knowledge. People, I forget I said that, but you don't know if somebody's going to make $65,000 or $65,200.
Right.
Okay? You don't know whether they're going to have health insurance for a family of four or health insurance for one person.
Right.
Salary package. Mm-hmm. Fluid.
Who was the second?
Me.
Marty was the second. Okay.
Any other comments or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
B, events reminders. You were sent or given last month. Upcoming events. Please know that there are some major events. Dramatic productions, musical productions, prom. Kids are engaged in exams right now. That isn't something you would attend, but the kids are engaged in exams, IB and senior exams, and then we have other exams. Two things I want to remind you of that is we feel is pretty important for your attendance. One is the graduation ceremony that will be held at 7:00 on
June 1st.
We would ask that you be here in the building in room 208, that's Ms. Messina's room, by 6:30 that evening. I will have, I truly want to know if you're going to be here or not going to be here. It really would be helpful that my secretary doesn't have to call you to find out.
RSVP. Gina shouldn't have to be sending us emails that says, please answer me. Just answer her.
The second event will be on June the 8th. That's 1 week later. And it will be the moving up ceremony of the 8th grade. And that will be held in the gym. We would like you here in the gymnasium at 8:30.
Can you repeat the date, please?
Yeah, 6-8, June 8th.
That will be the senior awards.
Spotlight.
Senior spotlight is the 30th at 6 o'clock. Be here by 6:00 so you can be seated. There will be place cards. Gina, there will be place cards for board members. You will probably be, are they dispersed or seated together, Gina, or don't you know yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay, so you're going to be looking for a place card. We want to start promptly, so it would really be nice if you'd be here on time. Again, that is an RSVP event.
And if we get here early, there's a video from 5:30 to 6:00,
yes,
right?
There's a video. And it's not going to be a dinner. It's going to be a dessert reception, but you are giving scholarships, and I know the parents and the kids would appreciate seeing the board.
the eighth grade moving up ceremony on the 8th starts at 9?
Yes.
So we have to be here by at least 8:45, correct?
No, I said 8:30, but...
8:30?
If it's 8:45, but just...
8:30, I need to put it...
I get very antsy, folks, when I got people, and I get very uptight at these events. I do. I want to know where you are.
Okay.
Next thing I just wanted to put transition with new director, to let the board know that Eric Anderson and I have had several conversations. He called me today, I called him back. We are playing telephone tag. He is very, very busy at this time of the year, as we are. The conversations have been great conversations. I think, just to make you aware, he's been sent a list of items to discuss, calendar, what happens in what months, to keep him apprised, so in moving forward that he can put those on his radar. And the other thing, there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, Matt.
The day he's coming here?
We've also set up a meeting date for him to meet team leaders and ILT members, and I'm moving forward to discuss that with them. I asked them to give us some dates that they all could assemble, so.
That was in July?
Okay. Yes.
In July.
Mm-hmm. July.
And just so they, we also want to have him meet the board over the summer at some point, maybe a workshop.
Are you asking
or something.
Him to the workshop?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
What is his first official day?
Yeah.
We don't know the official day on the workshop.
His first day is July 1st.
July 1st is his first day.
Yeah.
It's his first day.
Should I just say this right now? Because we're talking about it. Is the board workshop. Remember last summer we did a fabulous workshop in July. We will be doing that again. The date we're looking to have it is on July 18th. So mark that down. I will send something out to everyone, but I'm really hoping that everyone...
Does anybody know if the 18th is a conflict for them?
I have no idea yet. Anyone right off the bat know that the 18th doesn't work? Oh my gosh.
Nobody knows.
Who
won?
Do you want some?
We're going to assume that that means everyone will schedule around it and make themselves available on the 18th. It was a good workshop last year. And I think he may do an education piece for us in that workshop on the... where the dividing line between the board and the administration is, and the relationships between the administration and the board. Just because occasionally there are people who think we overstep our bounds.
Can I have some
nuts? Is that it for the director's report? Anything else?
Wait a minute. No, I already said that. I just had testing exams. I commented on that.
Good?
That's it.
All right. Financials. From the financial committee.
From the financial committee. Want me to start? Okay. If you could... I actually tried to print out the page 8 with colors, but my printer wasn't working, and green turned out as yellow. So I'm not going to hand it out because I don't want to confuse anybody. So if you turn to
page,
you do, page 8 is the one that I'll be talking to, but it's without comments because I couldn't get it to print out right. So if you turn to page 8 of the financial package, this is a year-to-date view with the new recently approved final budget in it. We had a good month in April. As you can see, we achieved 100% of our budget in both state and local funding. State revenues are done at this point, with the exception of maybe small thousands that might trickle in relative to some disability reimbursement. Local funding, you can see we're actually marginally ahead of the total year budget at this point, with another 2 months to go. That's, if we're going to see favorability, that's where the favorability is going to come from. I don't I don't want to overstep Alan, but I think we probably will see between 30 and 60,000 of incremental revenue come in over the next 2 months, over and above what's here right now for local funding. So that should help us either create additional contingency or help fund some of the items that Alan has identified for doing some work at the end of the year in advance of next year's school year. From a federal perspective, we anticipate that we're going to get the budgeted amount, so we're not going to exceed that line. So my best guess is $40,000 of additional revenue that should add to the contingency below. Expenses are, as you can see from a time pace perspective, are tracking ahead of the 83.3% that we would anticipate. I think the good news is that's actually going to come to fruition to some extent and maybe also help add some additional contingency. From a salaries and benefits perspective, there's no more three pay months ahead of us this year, so we should not see the expenses overwhelm the percentage year to date. There is some back end expenses though for salaries, right, that we should anticipate at the end of the year. There's some amount that I thought we budgeted. No, so then that line should continue to be favorable. The only thing that for the month that looked a little unusual was the line that's called supplies and materials. As you can see, it's at 87.2%. That was really a kind of a blip associated with a massive purchase of sports uniforms that came in the month. So that's a timing issue.
Well, are we still getting our uniforms from Under Armour?
No. We have various companies.
So all in all, you know, a pretty pretty tight month of April, and you know, from a top line and a bottom line perspective, if you're looking at the contingency line of $139,000, I can tell you that that feels like it's a little on the light side. However, Alan has some ideas that I think he wants to bring up in terms of doing some work at the end of the year that might keep it around that number.
Yeah. We have one final bus payment due, so I went ahead and paid it this year. Not knowing what's going to happen next year in terms of the state budget, there's some conversation that they might do something to transportation, which I really hope does not go through, but it could be a couple $100,000 less for us, because they would fund based on actual expenses as opposed to per pupil.
Did you say $100,000?
Two.
200?
Yeah. But I don't think that's going to go through because we have some pretty strong lobbying on our side that's really
collecting. I started the conversation with Bethany.
At Paul Long.
Paul Long at Derby Day. So I was like, we're coming for you. We're coming to have this conversation at a higher level.
We also, it's in the cycle of the needing the gym floor to be completely refinished. Our first bid for that was $77,000. We have additional bids coming in, and we found a local person, got the name of a local person last night from Seaford that we're going to reach out to. I'd like to, if we sign a contract to have that done, at least pay a deposit out of this fiscal year so that the impact on next year's budget is not the full $77,000.
So how much for those two, Alan?
The bus was 17.
Okay.
17 and 77 for the floor based on one bid, so 94.
But we wouldn't pay the whole amount until after the work is completed, and we can't do the work until after the school year's over.
And this will come out of this 139, 131?
If I can get it done in time. Because, you know, that as we move through this month and start into June, the financial system for the state of Delaware, different parts of it closed down. You can't do purchase orders after a certain date. You can't use your...
Do you have an estimate of the deposit? Is it, are we talking 10,000?
It's usually 50, usually 50%.
50%, so maybe 30,000, 35,000.
Wow. Yeah, Steve's pretty confident the 77 is a high number, and that the ones we get more locally from Baltimore, the people who did it first summer are here. We reached out to them. Again, this Charlie Towers in Seaford does floors.
Tower signs.
Okay.
You get a quote from Donnie Downs too.
Sure. Do you want to send me his contact
information? Yeah, sure.
All right.
All right.
So I think even taking those expenses into account, I believe this 139 is probably still attainable
okay.
as a carryover.
Wow.
Given the upside.
What Alan has just been talking about is spending money this year for next year's use. So he's getting ahead on the expense account by starting not at zero, but minus some
right.
by paying it this year. So it's just it's Alan's way of always doing this. If we have the ability to do it, to front some of the expenses
yeah.
so we don't run into something that's extraordinary next year and realize we're in trouble. He's building a safety cushion.
Yep.
Is that the financial report?
Yep,
it is. Any questions?
Make a motion that, or are there others, or is this the one that we're doing today, or is there anything else we need to go over? Should I make a motion to approve?
There, well, you need to make a motion to approve the financials, but I think you had a couple contract.
I do, but we can do those under new business.
Okay, so then, yeah, that's it.
So Susan.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the April 30th financial report.
A second.
Chris Moody seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Sussex Academy Foundation update.
If you looked at the minutes from last time, there really hasn't been a lot of change other than where the foundation has $400,000 in the bank, and last time it had more than that, at $550,000. So we paid a couple bills that we were anticipating, so no, nothing changed there. We did authorize the two awards from the foundation, $1,500 to a male student and a female student that meets our criteria, which is primarily leadership and initiative based. You can read it in some of the stuff we had for each one of the applicants for the awards. So we will choose from those remaining award winners, or award, guys that apply for it, we will choose a male and a female, and they will be presented at the award ceremony on the 30th by Jen McKean. I won't be here until later in the program, so Jen is going to do it. She's the vice president of the foundation. What else? Denise Westbrook was one of the board representatives on our board. Now it's Steve Burke, because Denise is no longer on the foundation board, still on this board, however. Isn't that right?
Correct.
And we have one thing I think everybody should hear, particularly Trish. The Sussex Academy Foundation wanted to do something special to honor Trish. So we decided, we looked at several options as a way of honoring her, and the thing that we decided to do was name the middle school, the Trish Oliphant Middle School. So it's the whole building. As we've heard already today, she's really hot on the middle school. So I have some representations of what it will say. The wording will be up to Trish as to what it is, but these will be, excuse me, give
no,
you a sense of what you will see when you drive in the school. The first thing you're going to see is that corner of the middle school, and this is what will be on
it's
it.
Awful.
Wow. That's big.
It's going to get any bigger than that.
Your name's going to be huge.
Look at that. It's like a million font.
I am not. I am not usually speechless.
We were hoping
that. That is not deserved.
Oh, it's so deserved. Yeah. You stop it right now. It's absolutely deserved.
I think I'll let her say.
It's more than deserved.
And Trish, if you want to make it Dr. Patricia Oliphant, whatever you think is reflective of what you want to do. I put Trish on here because that's who, that's what I think the, this whole county knows you as. They don't know the Dr. Patricia part unless you tell them.
She has told me that her middle initial is very important to her.
Well, that would be funny.
I'm probably going to ask for Patricia S. If you're giving me a choice.
We are giving you a choice.
I'll, because the S is very important.
Then we got to take the school off.
Yeah, we can't have too many S's.
She might need the Kleenex down here.
I'm not being very gracious. I know. I'll just have to be gracious another time.
It's okay.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm not being gracious.
It's not surprising that you're crying. I'm tearing up watching you cry. But this will be announced another time when there's a bigger group of people rather than this board. But we thought I was hopeful that some of the foundation board members were here, but only Steve showed up and me. And we had to be here. But this is something that was easy when we finally sat down and said, what should we do to honor this woman who is the heart and soul of this school? So there it is.
Thank you.
That's the end of my report.
I'm going to move ahead.
Give me a chance
to process. committee reports, executive succession committee, we pretty much already gave you a report. We discussed new hires this month, and that was pretty much our. The promotion policy noted on the agenda will be discussed under the legislative, probably, or governance committees, right? Governance.
Oh, it's duplicated.
It's just a typo.
Yeah, that should just be crossed off.
Finance, we've heard from them. Any other committee have any, before we move to policies, any other committee?
I just have a question. I'm remiss about recognition. I don't know who's in charge of that, but.
I think it's part of executive now.
Okay, so do we have any, Gina, do we have, or anyone, do we have staff members that we need to do anything for?
We do something. We do that in August. And do you know how many? Have you checked?
It's
not that
25
you're not.
I have all the gifts.
Oh,
I mean, I have everything in my office. I think it's like 6 or 8 people.
Oh, you have it. You're already on it.
Yeah, the only thing I don't know is if anybody's leaving this.
We don't know that yet, but okay.
We're
going
to get to
it. We're going to get there. I'm glad that you're.
We give board members stuff.
But the teachers, 5, 10, and 15 years, it's all taken care of. We just have to set a date.
Can
I ask, let me get to. We just got some minutes or some reports on various committees like athletics. I'd like a summary of it here rather than sitting down here reading it because nobody's ready yet. And then we can ask Marty some tough questions.
Just for athletics, right? Not for all of them? Or?
Well, any committee that just gave us a report today.
So in the just so you know, and it's fine to do that today, but just so you know, in the beginning of the year, we decided that the focus of the board should be on what's going to happen in the future rather than what's already happened, and that hopefully the committee reports would be filed ahead of time so everyone would have a chance to read them before the meetings, or so that we wouldn't waste board time on them. If you want to
consider yourself officially scolded.
Again, but it's like the third administration.
Better than no report. It's much better than no report.
It is much better than no report, but we could also read it after the meeting, get ready for next month.
But Marty has a lot of good news about athletics to talk about.
And Jared, there's just a synopsis of each of the teams that was active for the springtime. Everybody did super well. The boys varsity lacrosse team, which was their first year going varsity, we didn't have enough boys to have a junior varsity team. They won their last two games, and they beat Newark senior night handily last night, 16-3. The girls varsity lacrosse team almost qualified for the state tournament. they had two overtime games that
had they are the Southern
District,
the Henlopen Southern Conference champs.
Two rough ones in overtime. Really rough.
The middle school boys and girls teams are at Worcester Prep today, I assume playing. They were watching the weather. And that will be their last two games. They both had good seasons. The boys, I think, won. They beat Pfeiffer last week, and Pfeiffer had beaten them 7-1 at the beginning of the season, and they came back and beat them. I believe your grandson scored the winning goal with 20 seconds left this morning.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Is my right.
I already should have led with that.
We're good.
Now talk about the golf team now.
The golf team, they claimed a Henlopen division title.
Yes.
With a 6-1 division record, 9-4 overall. Tennis also with their 4-7 record. It's all contained in the report.
Good job. I'm reporting in on the results. Both be responsible for it. Sure. I don't know anybody else.
Anything else for the committee?
Okay, we have two proposed policies. The first was emailed to all of you. It was the board member emeritus position. As we all sadly know, Joe Schell's term is up in June. There is nothing expressly in our policy manual that forbids us from electing him to another 6-year term. But the purpose of term limits is to ensure the board brings in new blood. And could do it for Joe, but then would it have unintended consequences in the future? We're not sure. It's actually Alan's suggestion to come up with something like the board member emeritus position, and Joe has said that that would be fine with him. Is that correct, Joe?
As long as it's a paid position.
It's paid with it's love and gratitude. Going.
Did anybody have any questions about the policy?
I did a little bit. I like the policy. I think it's good. If you were worried about unintended outcomes from the policy, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But it was very broad. It was my opinion.
Meaning, this new policy?
Yeah, meaning you could if you wanted to limit it a little bit, and I'm not recommending that, you could just simply say if there are strategic relationships, because Joe's clearly still involved with the foundation, and it's a strategic relationship to the board, you know, those would be like, that's one criteria that you would assume would be appropriate for this type of position. The other comment I have is, or question I have is, it was uncertain to me is if that position would be part of a quorum.
So it says in there, actually, and that it does not count for a quorum.
Where it's not a voting position.
And it's not a voting
it's
position.
It's not a voting right. position. Are you okay
but
with that?
They are entitled to have all information.
Okay.
Like all
so they go to executive session? All okay.
And they can participate in discussions when motions come up. They just don't
okay.
get a vote when it.
He can still make our, if he is
so theoretically,
in that position, he can still make his recommendation.
Theoretically, you can, what's the maximum size of this board?
13.
So you could have 13 plus?
Plus a board member.
Plus
five.
X number of, okay.
I think I'm afraid to limit it in terms of the strategic relationship because I don't want to write a position that's only for Joe.
Right.
Because it says something about,
contribution.
Yeah. They have served on the board, they've had an important leadership role, and continue to make significant contributions.
Yeah.
But we could limit it if others want to. To a strategic relationship.
Again, I'm not suggesting you change it, it just struck me as broad.
You think we might have too many people applying?
No, I don't think that'll happen.
Okay. I think that I have to make note of only because I think that the policy states After the initial three-year term, current board members may request one-year appointments up to an additional three-year concurrent years on the board.
So you can have more than six.
You think that limits it to six?
Yes, I absolutely does.
I was thinking we could vote them in for another.
I think it limits it to six, but if you go off the board for a year,
yes,
you can come back.
That's right, concurrent is the key.
And start over.
Yes, but I think it's clear, and the way we've managed it in the past is that you have a maximum potential of 6 years.
At a time.
Yes, I just wanted
yes.
to make sure that that is noted.
Actually, the board on track book recommends 2 years off, but it's the only recommendation. It's not a policy for us.
We can change it if
we want.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a motion that we accept the board member emeritus policy as written.
Second. Second.
Second. Any
Steve.
Discussion? Anybody propose a change or would like a change to that policy? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The second policy is a change in our promotion policy, and I am going to let the administrative staff.
We're bringing this forward now for consideration at the June. We're updating some stuff in the handbook and realized that the promotion policy perhaps was out of date. Also, I recently attended a meeting, and the school report card is going to now include chronic absenteeism, which is defined as missing more than 10% of the days between September 30th and May 31st. So for this year, that would be 15 absences. In our policy, we had 24, so we've changed it now to 17 because we think that's more in line with the state's expectations in terms of attendance. We only have a handful of kids who are anywhere near having 15 absences, but we wanted to have that in here that if they miss more than 17 days without extenuating circumstances, like an extended illness or something of that nature, that they could be retained. They would not be promoted. So that was one change that was made. It was not included in the high school one, but we now we've added it. It's about the fewer than 17 days. Another change for middle school is we had sort of a, we call it a Chinese menu where if you failed any one of these or any two of these plus one of these. And so we wanted to simplify it, make it a lot easier for parents to understand and for students to understand. So we're now and align it more with what they're doing at the high school. They need to pass four of the five core courses, and those four must include reading, writing, and math.
That sentence just needs to be changed a little bit because
right.
it doesn't say must include.
Right.
Okay.
That's
Chad?
Weird. The sentence just needs to be cleaned up. It should say
including
reading, writing.
I was having a lot of problems cutting and pasting
right.
that.
Including reading, yeah.
And then for the bottom, for the high school, and I apologize, Debbie, this is the first time you're seeing this.
Yeah.
We, in terms of how many credits they needed at the end of each year, if we kept that in place to be in 12th grade, I think we had 18 or 19 credits, which means they'd have to pass 8.5 or 9 credits their senior year, which is impossible. They can't take that many credits.
We just need to talk about this a little more because there's pathway and core and PE and health, which are not core, but you can't have that to graduate. So I think before we had written in something like
mm-hmm.
and on track to graduate,
this was our policy that we had in the policy manual. And all we did was change the numbers and add the attendance thing.
But that's not what's in the course handbook, so
okay.
we need to make sure
yeah.
the two match.
Okay.
So are you suggesting...
So we'll update this again and get it sent out electronically.
Are you suggesting that we go back and look and make it consistent with what's in the course handbook?
Yeah.
Or change it.
Or the other way.
Yeah.
You need to be consistent
yeah.
with everything.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
So we're going to table this until next. You're going to get
well,
us a draft, and
we'll
vote on it.
We'll send out electronically
one
that includes what Debbie's saying is in the course catalog.
Okay.
I don't know if Alan mentioned this, but I think it's important to note that this policy was the combination of thinking of also team leaders.
Yes.
So, but again, Debbie was not at that meeting, but she was at one of the other groups, so I need to ask.
So that'll be up for discussion and vote next time.
Right. Any other committee reports or comments from the committees? And move on to old business. Board membership to for next year. We've learned that three board members will be departing. Joe, because his term has run. Anna, because she has, actually my information was recently corrected. She was accepted to nursing school at Drexel and she's still, her application with Georgetown is still pending.
Yeah.
So she knows that in the fall she will be in nursing school and she has told us that she can't handle it all. I'm very grateful to her because she has agreed to stay on the outreach committee where her skills in translating things into Spanish and speaking Spanish at some of the outreach events has been extremely helpful. She's told me that it also matches her passion. Her passion is connecting the minority community or the underserved community with educational opportunities. So she's excited about remaining on that, is my impression. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I was accepted to graduated school in Drexel and Walden University.
I'm pending
in Georgetown. I was called for an interview, but I think that I'm going to stay with Drexel, and I'm going to become a family nurse practitioner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So it's going to be too much for me, and it's going to be too much for my husband, because, yep. Yep.
But also so, Denise Westbrook helped connect you with that path, right? Did she help you find your resources?
Yeah. She was the one starting everything, like starting the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
So, but thank you. That was a pleasure working with you for 2 years. And that was my first experience as a board member. And I feel honored to have been selected for the school. I'm so proud to represent the minorities in this school. And I'm so happy leaving the school, seeing more color in our school. Like, definitely, I feel so happy, and I think that the school is growing and has a terrific reputation, and education is the key for the future. So, thank you.
Congratulations.
And it does leave us with a void in terms of Hispanic representation on the board. And none of our applicants for this year have that background, so keep in mind if you see somebody for next year who would be a possible applicant for us in that area. Thank you, Anna. And Chris Benjamin has told us that he will be departing at the end of this year. So that leaves us with a couple things I would like to propose, if Joe is willing. I would like to propose that he become a board member emeritus under our brand new policy. I make a motion. Okay, were you willing to accept that position?
Yes.
Alright. Make a motion that Joe Schell become a board member emeritus for the Sussex Academy Executive Board.
I will second.
Second by Jessica. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None.
I can never say that word again because I keep pronouncing it emeritus. It's like it will not stick in this adult brain. So emeritus.
Sounds like a disease.
I know.
Swelling.
It is a disease.
It looks like a swelling.
Joe, thank you for continuing with your support and continuing to stay on with us. And we have three new board member applications. Their particular qualifications to serve on the board were discussed in executive session. Three people are Heather Crown, Uday Johnny, and Brian Trout. I make a motion that those three be accepted as new members of our board.
I will second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? For board members, if you would like to review any of their application materials, I do have them here. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, okay, we did that. I was gonna do that next. Jen Scott has agreed to serve as president of the executive board next year. In order to serve in that position, we would have to also vote to extend her term for another